This is a talk by Robert Vos of the Somerset Club, Boston, Massachusetts, May 14, 1987.
What he has done in the field of American art. He has spent over 52 now, devoted years to his family business, which was started by his great-grandfather back in 1841. And the business, Vos Galleries of Boston, is continuing on with his sons, Terry and Bill. And I had the privilege of working with them, selling paintings with them. So I am extremely honored to be here to introduce him to you tonight so that you may have a little bird's eye view of what has gone on over the last 52 years in capsule form in the American art market. Mr. Vos has contributed in major ways to many, many museums across the country. In fact, all the major museums he has dealt with, and as well as galleries. And he was largely responsible for the New Britain collection in Connecticut, to name a few. He is an expert in 18th, 19th, and early 20th century art, especially in areas of Blakelock and Alvin Fisher and many other artists. And he's going to refresh us tonight with some of his tales of the business. Well, without further ado, let me introduce to you Robert Churchill Vos, Jr.
Thank you, Diane. Mr. Devano, Mr. Brown, Mr. Jensen, Mr. Miller, and friends so far, I hope. I saw a poll, I don't know how many of you may have seen it recently, on a poll asking people what they dreaded most in life. And number two on that dread list was going to the dentist. The only thing about that was speaking to an audience. I just want to let you know I would have voted the same way. I was wondering if any of you have ever noticed those billboards that the Unitarian Universalist churches put outside their buildings in which they put on scriptural comments or statements or questions they think would incite serious thinking. Well, I saw one time that exactly indicated my feelings out of this moment. The comment on the sign in front of the church read, "What are you doing here, for Christ's sake?" And I'm just hoping there aren't many of you will be asking me that in a few minutes. I was wondering, Bob, if I should check with you as to where, how near this thing I should be. Does that sound too loud or too?
Yeah.
That, how does that sound
back there?
Perfect. We'll stick with it. As I have noticed, that brevity is the characteristic that most speakers are loving. I'm going to set this timer, which I have swiped from my wife's kitchen, in 40 minutes. So when you hear it ring, you'll know that it's about to be. And I should mention before we start that the slides of American paintings, which are really the heart of this evening, were almost all, 99% taken by my brother Herbert. And they are all of paintings which have passed through our hands, so they should be more or less fresh to you. I haven't taken them from any museum collections or bought them in any stores. And before we get into those, I want to just very briefly give you a few minute history of the gallery to give you a little background of what we are. We've gone for five generations in our family, so we're pretty old. And for better or worse, most of us always seem to look that way. I remember my father once gave a talk in the Denver Museum, and in the course of it, he mentioned we'd been in business for 120 years. And in all seriousness, a lady came up to me afterward and said, "Isn't your father marvelously preserved?" And later, Marjorie Mills, who was the cooking authority in Boston 30 years ago, asked me to be interviewed in one of her radio programs. She asked me to be there 15 minutes early so we could talk things over, and she'd obviously done her homework the night